This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The staff of the Shifa Hospital has requested that tomorrow we will help the babies in the pediatric department to get to a safer hospital. We will provide the assistance needed.
Israeli military spokesman Brigadier General Daniel Hagari on Saturday saying they will help evacuate infants from hospitals, most of which have, for all practical purposes, shut down due to lack of power. People who were sheltering at Gaza's largest hospital have started to flee the northern part of Gaza, as we hear in this report from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Explosions rang out as women and children rushed down the road. Meanwhile, Egyptian security sources said 80 foreigners and several injured Palestinians evacuated through the Rafah crossing on Sunday. Sources said at least 80 aid trucks had also moved from Egypt to Gaza by Sunday afternoon. The border crossing between Gaza and Egypt is the only entry point to the enclave not controlled by Israel.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says Gaza's biggest hospital, Al-Shifa, and another major one, Al-Quds, both said they were suspending operations Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel tried to give the hospitals fuel but were turned down by Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Madagascar's opposition supporters clash with authorities. Police and security officers charged at opposition protesters, firing stun grenades and arresting them. Voters in the Indian Ocean nation will elect a president on November 16th, but the run-up has been marred by near-daily opposition demonstrations.